the crowd was chanting, "Marquee, Marquee," and the song "Lifting Me Higher" was playing as the veteran congressman took the podium for his victory speech. He thanked his primary opponent, Stephen Lynch, and signaled the party would pull together now in the very short run-up to the general election.
Steve Lynch and I are united. We are brothers in the Democratic Party.
Markey's victory is no surprise. He was the early favorite, and he won endorsements from the state's top Democrats, including members of the Kennedy family, Secretary of State John Kerry, and Senior Senator Elizabeth Warren. Markey also led all the other candidates in fundraising. In recent weeks, the race was overshadowed by the Boston Marathon bombings. Markey acknowledged the explosions in his speech and said that out of tragedy came triumph.
Martin Luther King said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only the light can do that." That is what happened in Boston over the last 2 weeks. Light drove back the darkness. Love drove back the hate.
Markey then switched focus to the issues. He has one of the most liberal voting records in Congress. He vowed to continue to fight for the environment, abortion rights, and gun control.
Now is the time to stand with President Obama to pass common sense gun safety laws. We need to make the NRA stand for not relevant anymore in American politics.
After the victory speech, Markey went after his opponent, Gabriel Gomez, as an extreme Republican.
I am pro-choice, and he is not. I favor banning assault weapons and these dangerous magazines that turn them into weapons of war, and he does not. I support protecting Medicare and Social Security, and he's ready to put it on the operating table.
The message has a familiar ring. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren rode to victory 6 months ago, in part by tying her opponent to the national Republican agenda. Markey signaled that he would follow in her footsteps. He also warned that Republican money from Karl Rove, the Koch brothers, and super PACs would begin to flood the state. He challenged Gomez to sign the so-called People's Pledge, designed to discourage television, radio, and internet ads by outside groups.
He is saying very clearly that he is going to welcome in the Koch brothers and Karl Rove and all of these outside interests into the state of Massachusetts, that he is not going to take the same pledge which Scott Brown took, which means he's going to run a race funded by huge amounts of undisclosed money from polluters, from the NRA, from other special interests, and the people of Massachusetts will have no way of knowing who, in fact, is funding the campaign of Gabriel Gomez.
66-year-old Markey has served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1977. He rose from humble roots, the son of a milkman and the first in his family to go to college, to become a power broker in the House. As an incumbent, Markey hasn't had a tough race in more than 30 years, but he says he's ready.
This is going to be an incredible race on big issues, and I'm looking forward.
The special election is on June 25th. At Markey Headquarters, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH Boston Public Radio.